Paul, on the eve of getting this thing going, what's the biggest message for your hockey club with the excitement that's around the city, but saying that focus you guys have had each and every game this year?
And that would be the message. We have worked hard at handling our day. Tomorrow's game day, it's going to be real exciting for us. But the hockey doesn't change. Certainly it's going to get faster, and all the details are pushed harder by both teams. But the game that we want to play is what we've been working on for 82. Well, the playoff series, but all the hockey in between. So he's been drawing either the best checker or the best offensive centerman for the last 2.5 years. So it's all a body of work for him now. He knows how to play against both styles. He's certainly been able to excel against both styles. So nothing changes for him.
Where's the biggest element of growth in his game?
Is that, maybe there's a standard curve for young players coming in and getting better defensively. He's certainly on that, but the offensive part of his game, and that's, I think, why Blake Wheeler's numbers get better. They've had a lot of young left wingers there, but Mark's ability to produce, create at the right times, that would be the area that has made him elite. He's a pretty conscientious guy. He's going to play hard defensively. All young players get better at that part of the game, but only the most skilled guys can develop an offensive game to where Mark's gotten his.
Paul, there's a lot of competitive guys on that trio. I mean, how do they stay patient in a series like this if things aren't immediately going right for them?
It would be true of all players. I mean, that's the challenge. You know, you're not, neither team, no series are guys lighting it up. These usually aren't very high-scoring games. There's maybe certainly high-event games. Everybody block and shot, everybody finishes checks, so there's a little bit less offense to be had. A lack of patience really hasn't come into, isn't an issue for them.
All special teams usually play a big role in playoffs. Your opinion, what's the state of your power play and your penalty kill here entering? The stats would say it both maybe struggled a little down the stretch despite the fact you guys kept putting wins together.
Yeah, they're fine. You've seen it. It's a good power play. Our penalty kill's good. It's like everybody's, they get hot, they get confident, and they score goals. And when you're right on it on the PK, in our last game didn't see a lot of it. We were pretty darn good on it. So reasonably confident. Pretty excited about tomorrow.
Well, are there any benefits having gone, every year's different, but having gone head-to-head with Bruce in the series before?
You know what? All the coaches that have been around for a while have a book on each other, what they try to do, what they're looking for. Everybody has tendencies, I think, but they're not hidden. No, nobody keeps it quiet. Listen, you're running the bench as hard and as well as you can in game one as you are of the regular season, right? You're not hiding anything, so we all have video now.
The group doesn't have a lot of playoff experience overall, but you guys have done a really good job this season of handling adversity when it's struck, whether in game or in a bigger picture. Can that help as you head into this postseason?
Your 82-game regular season makes you who you are, creates the identity of your team. What's similar here, both teams went through a big run of injuries and survived it and then excelled in the second half of the year. There's only one way to get playoff experience. We fought hard to get into these playoffs now, and then this is the payoff. We're going to get on a real fast learning curve.
Well, how clear are you on what is and isn't goaltender interference heading into the playoffs?
Well, I'm really clear. I got to look at it, and I think it's goalie interference. I'm calling it, and if I don't, I won't.
Knowing what coaches
tell their forwards about, getting into goalies' mugs and stuff, how...
You know what, it's scoring goals, right? Like, so it's... Guys aren't running goalies anymore. They're not plowing into them. They know that there's a pretty strict standard about your contact with the goalie. So a lot of times what happens around the net isn't, hey, I think I can get away with hooking this guy's feet. It's traffic to the net. You get bumped. Maybe you make contact. But there's a lot more, I think, focused by forwards now of not making contact with the goalie, not putting yourself in a position that you're going to have one called back, where before all of this, and I know there's a lot of concern about goalie interference, it's a whole heck of a lot better than it was before when guys were running into goalies.
How valuable is it to have Lowry's line playing the way it has been going into the playoffs?
You want your line that's defensive minded to do more than just defend, right? What their strength is they've been good defensively, but they play with the puck in the offensive zone. They've got a different style than our other lines, a little more direct, a little more straightforward, a little more physical. But they still play with the mindset of having the puck and wanting the puck, and that would be true of our team game.
Connor said he didn't exceed his expectations.
Connor. Hellebuck or?
Yeah, Hellebuck. Okay. Just of what he accomplished this season, Annette, is that kind of the mentality you've kind of expected of him, that he has that confidence?
A real straight line, like our team. He didn't come in and out of the season where he had a rough stretch or you know, he had some strong games, but it wasn't a run of games where he stole games for us. He was just really, really solid all year. So it's kind of a, maybe a true confidence that it's that he hasn't had to fight the spikes.
He talked a little bit about his relationship with Wade as well. How have you seen that develop this year and the success that they've been able to put together?
I stay away from those guys as much as I possibly can, right? Nobody needs to know what goes on there. It's goalie guys, they're at the other end of the building for me. He's done a real nice job, right? Clearly they've got a lot of trust in each other and they've got to know each other now. And this is a big shift for Connor in that he ran a big number of games. So there's a whole new set of circumstances for him, fatigue, when he feels sharp, days off, when to skate, when not to skate. I think the two of them have a really good, well, I know they do, because in the last 6 weeks of the season, it was pretty much Wade telling me when the goalies, what games he wanted, where we were fitting him in.
Required to fortify a top six, and you know you haven't had that optimal six for a while, but what can you say about the job of Sherrod and Morrow to on that side?
Well, Ben has been progress, right? He's developed as a defenseman, getting to an identity game, the physical part of his game. He's a big man that moves well, and we saw when he came back, he sat a lot of games early on, and he came back with maybe a little different perspective about what he was good at, really focused on that physical part of his game. Doesn't take a lot of roughing penalties or things like that, but he is a hard, heavy defenseman, and he knew that's what he's good at, and that came out in his game. Joe's been just a fantastic pickup for us. We wanted a guy that could skate more than anything else, touch the puck and skate, and he's done that. So we've needed both of them. They play important minutes now, killing penalties and playing 5-on-5, and they play up the lineup. So we've needed them. Both teams, Minnesota and ourselves, have suffered injuries to key people all year long and survived.
What have you liked about that Morrow-Bufflin pairing? Because you've had Sherrod with Bufflin right in the past.
It would be chemistry with Dustin. Toby is his partner that we think he's the best with. They move the puck differently and they use each other differently. They're not afraid to control the puck in the defensive zone. Joe has that ability, right? So he's the closest kind of to Toby's style, and I think that allows Buff to play his game.
Do